Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ponick at center. In on Ullmark. Save! Sabres win it!
Linus Ullmark right there. Coming up big on Richard Panik. The seventh attempt for the Capitals. He stopped 6 of 7. Also had a pretty solid game throughout. Buffalo getting it done in a shootout by a score of 3-2, ending the six-game losing streak for the Sabres. And that, the moment of the game from Linus Ullmark. Brought to you by Firth Jewelers. For all the moments in your life, go forth to Firth. We welcome you here to the Press Box, downtown Buffalo at KeyBank Center, and the Paul William Belt Sabres post-game show. My name is Brian Colziel. Thank you for being with us here along the Sabres Radio Network. Well, in my opinion, this game should have ended about 25 minutes ago. I think the disallowed goal from Brandon Montour should have counted, but for the Sabres at the end of this night, they play a little longer. They go through the OT, 7 rounds of the shootout, 14 attempts in total. It still results, though, in a Buffalo win, 3-2. A win for the Sabres mentally that has to feel good against one of the league's best teams, as the Sabres had come in on a 6-game losing streak, and they get this one done tonight in a shootout by a 3-2 score. Coming up here on the postgame, we will be heading downstairs. Paul Hamilton is on his way to the Sabres dressing room area. I'll explain how it may be a little different sounding here tonight on the postgame show if you're a regular listener here in a moment. Ralph Krueger, his live postgame comments are coming up. We'll run you through more highlights, breakdown of the NHL night as well here, and all the necessary stats as we get the Sabres win at home to talk about here. Their first win in the month of March. Up next, a road game in Montreal on Thursday, and then back here on Friday night against the Bruins. That'll be 2010's night, and I'll have more details on that coming up a little bit later on in the postgame. All right, as we normally do on the postgame, we go to the locker room. Paul Hamilton will be there with player interviews. However, if you did not see some of the news of the night, the NHL, also in agreement with the NBA, Major League Baseball, and Major League Soccer, have all decided that they are going to now close locker room access for the media due to the coronavirus. So, and obviously in trying to keep as safe in terms of spreading germs and all that sort of stuff. So, there still will be interviews. We will still broadcast them live, as we always do on our post-game shows. However, it'll be in a little bit different of a format. Normally, right now, Paul is on his way to the Sabre dressing room, and when the team opens up the door, Paul goes in along with the rest of the media, and the players are sitting at their lockers, and we get our interviews that you normally would hear. How it's going to play out tonight is that the locker room will remain closed. The Sabres will bring a couple of players to the podium room where the Sabres normally have the media room for Ralph Krueger's postgame comments, and they'll have some players. My guess is they'll have them at a table like they kind of do for playoff games. And you'll see, or well, you'll hear on our station, of course, I'm guessing 2 or 3 players that'll be there, and then it'll be questions to all of them at the same time. We hope that I'll be identified ahead of time where we're being asked through the Sabres of who you'll hear from. Obviously, with them all going at the same time, it might be you might have to be a little bit on your game as the listener to make sure you can recognize who's speaking. We know some of the Sabre player voices are a little bit more recognizable than others, but as soon as we find out who is down at the room in the media room area, who is speaking with the Sabres media, we will let you know here on our Paul William Belts postgame show, and then you'll hear that in its entirety like normal, and you'll hear Ralph Krueger's postgame comments in its normal fashion here along the way on our Paul William Belts postgame show. So a 3-2 win, and like I said, I mean, just to kind of put a close on this stuff, on this call that took a goal off the board, Montour scores late in the third. The fact that that was taken off the board, I know tonight it affects the Sabres. The fans were really upset. I mean, the amount of ref you suck chants. I mean, I just, for as down of a time this is right now for Sabre fans, I mean, there was a lot of passion in that down the stretch. You heard Rob Ray talking about it on the broadcast. It was, in some sense, cool to feel the energy in the building, the care for the Sabre fans. I think they realized, like, this team tonight played well enough, deserving of a win, and that was, in my eyes, what should have been a good goal, and the officials took it off the board. And again, this just goes back to what we see all year. No one knows what goaltender interference is. From one night to the next, you think it's definitely interference, and then they let the goal happen. And we saw it a couple games ago against Pittsburgh, where Ralph Krueger was just totally stunned, where he had challenged when Jonas Johansson got bumped into, and then the goal stood. Tonight, much less contact, and I thought the contact was initiated by Eller. And anyway, they took it off the board. Okay, Jeff Skinner amongst the players down in the room. I think we'll start with Jeff Skinner, so let's take you there live.
It's obviously, it's tight in there. There's not a lot of space. He's he's kind of trying to box me out or get my stick, and he's kind of got his, we're kind of going up against each other. And then I try to stay out of the crease as best I can. I think the goalie kind of dragged his stick, and I don't know, I tried my best to get out of the way, and then we scored. So then we have to talk about it. So.
Jeff, in that time of the game, you really can't challenge it. You can't get a chance of getting a penalty.
I don't know. I probably should, but I have to ask the coach. I don't think we can challenge that. I don't know if it's challengeable. I don't know if they call it a goal and they challenge. They can challenge the goal interference, but I don't know if he calls no goal right away, if we can challenge. I'm not sure.
How big was Linus for you guys?
Yeah, he was real good. Made some big saves. I think he had great rebound control, which is big, I guess, especially against this team. They got some skilled guys, and they got some guys that can roll around, and they can create some sort of havoc in front of your net, and he was real calm all night. Obviously, in the shootout, he was huge. So yeah, he played a great game for us. I don't know. I mean, you get big plays at key moments. Obviously, there's there's a pretty big momentum swing for them when we're up 2-0 and they get the tying goal to come back 2-2, and they just make some big saves coming down a stretch, and I thought we kind of buckled down, and then I think once we sort of weathered a little bit of a storm, we were able to create a little bit of offense, and you saw it with Monty's no goal, and then getting the PP and OT. So there's some positives, but I don't know. I mean, I don't know. There's so many variables in a game, and there's so many key moments that you just have to try and find a way to come on the right side of most of them.
Okay, thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Okay, that is Jeff Skinner. And like I said, these interviews not occurring in the locker room. If you're just joining us, maybe just getting to your car, the NHL, the NBA, Major League Baseball, Major League Soccer, all announcing they would close locker rooms for what they said an unnamed timetable. Due to the coronavirus, just, all the precautions that I think people are doing right now. So they're bringing players into the media room. That was Jeff Skinner. That opens up our Blue and Gold Locker Report, delivered by Speed Global Services around the corner or around the world. Speed delivers. Visit speedgs.com. We do expect to have some more player reaction here coming up in just a few moments. I'm sure we'll at some point hear from Linus Allmark, as he made his return here tonight and played very, very well. Allmark coming up big on Kovalchuk in the final seconds of regulation. And then in the shootout, he stopped 6 of 7. And, you know, I talked about this a little in the second intermission. Would have Allmark's injury not happened on January 28th, and he played that entire stretch of February and coming out of the trade deadline, would it have been different? More on that in a moment. Jack Eichel now speaking at the podium. Let's take you there live.
Jack, is that kind of a load off? I mean, you win a game, which I know is most important. You get a goal, you get the power play going, and a lot of things kind of off the team's back now.
Yeah, it was good. Obviously, we lost a lot, so it was always nice to win.
What was the difference with the power play tonight? Your goal, you moved it so quickly.
Yeah, I thought we moved the puck well. Thought we retrieved it. We outworked them. You know, make a couple good plays, and it's a great pass by Rass, and it's nice to get that one.
I like how you guys were able to respond. The goalie interference call is probably a tough one to swallow,
yeah.
Especially the time that you guys were able to sort of.
Yeah, it's a tough situation, right? It's a tie game late, and I don't know. I think if you challenge it and you don't get it, we're in the box, right? So you don't want to give them an opportunity on the power play. So it's a tough time to take a challenge, but. I don't know. Who knows what goalie interference is these days? So, would have been nice to win it there in regulation, but you know, we made it a little harder on ourselves. But at the end of the day, we win, so it feels good.
Jack, why were you guys so good in the first two periods?
Thought we were moving our feet. Thought we were getting above them. Thought we took their time and space away. Thought in the third, they obviously pressed hard. They're one of the best teams in the league, so we knew they were going to push, and thought we sat on our heels a little too much and. Got away from our game, but you know, end of the day, find a way to get 2 points, win a game, so feels good.
What do you think about seeing Linus out there and seeing the way he played the first time in 5 weeks?
Yeah, it was good, yeah. How long?
5+ weeks.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, it seemed like he was real comfortable in there. He made some huge saves for us. You know, obviously he was great in the shootout as well, and it's good to have him back.
Score off a face-off, the other goals off of a skate and a stick. I mean, you really like the way you guys were able to defend tonight against that team?
Yeah, I mean, I think they still had a lot of good chances. I mean, they're a pretty pretty high-powered offensive team, and they make a lot of plays with the puck. So, you know, I think we'd probably like to clean a little bit of it up in the D zone and giving them second and third opportunities to extend shifts. But, yeah, I mean, I thought we did a good job. Our penalty kill was good for us in the first period, and you know, I thought we made the plays when we needed to.
How difficult is that when those plays were on the goal when you don't know if it's going to be called interference or not, if there's a lot of traffic in front?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the goalies are so good, right? You got to get to the net and try and take their eyes away or make it tougher on them. So, and I think Skinny's just trying to get to the net there, and I think he tangles up with the stick. And yeah, I mean, it's not ideal. You never want to, you know, give a goal back. Rhino made a nice play there, and it's a big goal by Monty. But, you know, you got to live with the call, and, you know, you can't let it affect. You just got to move on. You know, it's frustrating. It seems like we've been on the opposite side of it twice now in the last little bit. But, you know, whatever. It is what it is.
Thanks, everyone.
Okay, that is Sabre forward Jack Eichel. He picked up his 36th of the season and ended his 7-game pointless streak. That put Buffalo up 2-0 in the first minute of period number two tonight. The Sabres took a 2-0 lead after two. Olofsson scored in the first, Eichel in the second. In the third, though, Washington scoring twice, Ovechkin and Orlov. Then after it was 2-2, the Montour goal that was disallowed on that questionable call. No scoring in the OT, despite Buffalo having a an opportunity OT on the power play. They couldn't get it done, but they do get it in a shootout. 7 rounds deep. Dahlin scores in the fourth round. Kuznetsov scores also in the fourth round to tie it up. Then Dominique Cocoon gets one in round 7. Richard Panik then stopped by Allmark, and Buffalo holds on for the 3-2 victory. The Sabres will be on the road Thursday in Montreal, and then in Boston. They'll be back. I'm sorry, here for Boston on Friday night. It'll be 2010's night. Pennant giveaway for the first 10,000 fans. Some players are starting to get confirmed for who will be here. And if I can pass that along here before we leave you, I'll have that right here on our Paul William Belts post-game show. Still to come, we still may have another player interview. We'll see here if Linus Allmark will join the media in the room. Also, Ralph Krueger, his live postgame comments, like normal. We'll run you through the highlights as well. Let's go back to the room. Speaking of Allmark, here he is, the number one star, down in the media room.
Fire away.
I guess when you have a long shootout like that, do you have a specific strategy that you go to, or how do you approach a shootout, especially when it goes that long?
He's taking it penalty shot by penalty shot. There's nothing more to that. You know, there's first of all three of them, and then it's just a sudden death game, so that's it.
A little unusual at the start of the game. They don't have not a lot of action at your end, and then it's been a little bit since you end the game. Tough to kind of get into the game. How'd that go for you?
No, I thought it was a perfect start, you know, after being away for these weeks. Guys doing a terrific job there. Sadly, we couldn't get it just in 60 minutes, but in the end, it's the 2 points that matter.
What allowed you to basically pick up where you left off when you got hurt tonight?
Hard to say. Good team game in front makes it easy, you know, and that's how it is, you know.
Going back to the shootout for a second, Ovechkin has a chance to win on his shot. Just what are you thinking when he's coming down as opposed to other guy? You know it's Ovechkin who can win the game. What was your mindset in that particular one?
I have nothing, you know. It's just another shooter, you know. They have quite a handful of guys that can go down and finish it off. So with him being Ovechkin, it's just a name.
How much do you play those just on instinct, and how much are you thinking what different guys do?
No, I mean, there's some tendencies in some players, like their go-tos and whatever, so you kind of have that in your mind after you can maybe see them on highlights or anything like that. But other than that, it's not about taking anything for granted and try to play it as it is and don't just guess that he's going to do what he's been doing maybe 4 out of 10 times.
What's it been like for you the last month having to watch the team, obviously being away? What was that experience like?
Quite boring, to be honest. You know, you want to be with the team, you want to be in the mix, you want to be there and do what you do best. And obviously, you can't buy the feeling of winning. So it was great to get the first win here.
Regarding the shootout, do you get any kind of a scouting tip from maybe Marcus Johansson
to
play for the
handful
of those guys?
No. I tried it before, and I'm going back to another question there that it kind of clutters your mind that you're thinking that they're going to do what you've been watching the film on, and then they're doing it completely opposite, and then you're thinking to yourself, like, why did I even think that? Because these guys are too good to kind of overlook their skill sets.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you, Linus.
We'll have Coach here in a minute.
All right, there is Linus Allmark here on our Paul William Belts postgame show. 3-2 Buffalo winning in a shootout. As you heard, Ralph Kruger coming up very shortly. For all of our local affiliates, though, we're going to say goodnight to you. If you want to keep listening to the postgame, go to WGR550.com or listen in on our radio.com app. Shootout victory for the Sabres. They're in Montreal on Thursday. And for all of our local affiliates, that's when we'll speak with you next. For all of you on WGR here in Buffalo on our flagship, more postgame coming up, including hearing from the Sabres head coach. Sabres win 3-2 in the shootout. I'm Brian Colziel, live at KeyBank Center. This is the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network.
Should be called a goal, and then they can go and review it or not, because it was very, very, very soft, questionable call, and we just don't know what to call and not call. And I thought it showed a lot of character in the group after the 2-2. They fight back. We get a, you know, for us, a clear goal, and you know, we stuck with it. So real, real proud of the guys to get the win here today. It was a, you know, it's been tough slugging of late. We're not getting anything for free. We knew to get this first win in the hole we've been in, it wasn't going to be easy, but we didn't think it would be this hard, and just pleased that they ended up, you know, finding a way to win it.
Were you impressed with just the fact that looked like Linus hadn't been on for 5 weeks? It's probably a good indicator.
Yeah. Well, I think I've spoken to you so often about our rehab team. They send people game ready, and whether it's a D-man, a forward. Now Linus, first time I've experienced it that long with a goalie. It's amazing the work that our off-ice crew and the on ice, you know, with Dennis Miller, the work that's being done to get these guys game ready, and how he was able to step in today really truly with an outstanding performance, and you know, we're really pleased to see him right back where he left.
How big is it just to get Jack going again? I mean, he looked even beyond the goal, he looked in on a lot of things tonight, maybe the last couple of weeks.
I think everybody in this room who cares about the Sabres and the fans and all of us went through a pretty tough stretch after Colorado and Vegas, where where the, you know, the pain of the reality was really hard to swallow. And I think you can see we're getting over it now. We're continuing to work on our game. We're continuing to, you know, add value to the process, which is what we want to do here. And Jack, of course, at the lead of that, just looked a lot more comfortable today. And I think he's let go of some of that pressure that he was feeling, and he's sharing it with the team. And as a result, just a really strong game from him today, and really pleased to see. I mean, for me, that should have been reviewed for sure. I mean, if you look at what they do in other sports, like in football, there's a certain time where it's just reviewed. And I think you could say last 5 minutes of the game or whatever, a game deciding goal. It's for me, the position that I'm in there as a coach to challenge that, which is now, you know, would only put us shorthanded and right in the tail end of the game. There's no way you can challenge that anymore, because you just feel no confidence in the calls. We've been declined twice on calls we thought should be, and there just needs to be more clarity on goalie interference. But I think that one would have been illogical. It would have been a logical fall to allowing the goal, because it was definitely questionable. Jeff even tries to avoid him. He pushes into him. And let's take a look at it then if they want to challenge it, because it's a game deciding goal, you know, but you know, logic didn't prevail there.
Thanks, everyone.
That's it. That's my last thing. Okay. See you guys.
All right, Ralph Krueger there. Yes, you're done. His post-game comments brought to you by Paul William Belt, your power of attorney. I like that point from Krueger. The other league, what is it, in the final 2 minutes each half in the NFL, the replays are done by the booth. In college football, they can, you know, signal down to the officials and review at any time. And what, college basketball, the NBA, if you're in the final 2 minutes, 1 minute, I might be off on that. But I know in the final, at some point in the final time, that, you know, they can review turnovers and out-of-bounds plays and things like that. So, I mean, they can review a three-pointer at any point. The NHL, I like that idea from Ralph Krueger. Maybe anything in the final 5 minutes of the game. I think that's probably equivalent in the NHL, final 5 minutes, automatic review, or that they can be asked to review it at any point, even without a team necessarily challenging it, and then that takes the onus away from the coach. The league says, hey, this is something worth looking at some more. Let's go ahead and do it. Okay, we got to return to get in a few more commercial breaks here. When we come back, more on this shootout victory by the Sabres. 3-2, Buffalo over Washington. I'm Brian Colzio, live at KeyBank Center. This is the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network.
All right, here's Dominic Cahoon, seventh round of the shootout. Cahoon with speed. Deke scores!
That is Dominique Cahoon in round 7 of the shootout. That gave Buffalo the edge in the shootout, which was in 7 rounds at that point, and then panic was stopped by Allmark. That's the goal of the game, brought to you by Revive Spine Center. Our only goal is getting you back to you. Welcome back here to KeyBank Center and the Paul William Belt postgame show. I'm Brian Colzio. 3-2 shootout victory for the Sabres. Let's get you some final stats on this game here tonight. Shot totals in the OT were 4-2 Buffalo. In the game, it ends up 35-26 in favor of the Capitals. Shots on goal brought to you by Screwball Peanut Butter Whiskey. To the Misfits, Black Sheep, and Screwballs, this one's for you. Other stats. Power plays. The Sabres at the end of this night going 0-for-1. The Capitals, I'm sorry, 0-for-2. The Capitals 1-of-3. In goal, Linus Allmark gets the win. 33 saves, and then he made 6-of-7 saves in the shootout. Brayton Holtby takes the loss. He made 24 saves. He stopped 5-of-7 in the shootout. You heard the Cahoon goal there. The other goal, a highlight reel. Dahlin comes down, fakes the slap shot, kind of hits his stick on the ice to just freeze Holtby, and then just shoots it in on the open side. A real nice skilled plan there by Dahlin. Stats of the game presented by Strategic Financial Solutions. Love where you work, Strategic Financial Solutions. 3 stars. They're brought to you by Goya. If it's Goya, it has to be good. Alex Ovechkin had his 48th of the season. That put Washington on the board early third. He's star number 3. Rasmus Dahlin, a couple of assists and a shootout goal, star number 2. And Linus Allmark, in his return from injury, hadn't played since late January. As we said, 33 saves in the game, 6-of-7 saves in the shootout. He's the number 1 star, and Linus Allmark tonight's our high-impact player of the game, brought to you by the Lockport Outdoor Store, high-impact gear for hardworking men and women. You'll travel 1,000 miles to find a store like ours. The attendance at KeyBank Center tonight, 16,539 was announced. I would bet there was probably a few thousand less than that. The 300 level, especially on the end where the Sabres only shoot once, I would say if it was a third full, I think that's about the estimate that I would give it. Sabres will next play at Montreal Thursday and then home here Friday at 7 o'clock for Boston. And that is going to be called 2000s night. Decade, the Sabres have kind of done something celebrating their 50th anniversary, and I think a lot of it has been good. It'll be 2000s night here on Friday, and see if we can get you a little more details coming up here before we leave it here on the Paul William Belts post-game show. Okay, before we do get to that, let's go ahead and talk about the rest of the scores here on the night. And the NHL scores brought to you by Seneca Buffalo Creek Casino. Nothing else comes close. Well, the Jets were down 2-0 to Arizona. Now they've come back. Cody Eakin, the go-ahead goal right now in the third. 3-2 Winnipeg with 4 to go in the game over the Coyotes. Panthers, a key game, and they're trying to chase down Toronto. They lead the Blues in St. Louis with 5 to go in the third. 2-1 the score there. Halfway through the second in Edmonton, Oilers and Golden Knights are tied at 1. 10:30 puck drop, just a few minutes from now. The Avalanche are at the Kings. One Big Four college hoop score of note. UB at home tonight playing in the opening round of the MAC tournament, which they haven't had to do for the last few years. They've always gone straight to Cleveland with a bye. They play tonight in the 5-12 game at home and get upset. Buffalo falls 85-79. The Bulls were down 10 at halftime. Did lead for, I would say, a decent amount of the second half from what I was able to see, but end up falling 85-79. So UB season is done. And they're 20-12 overall. Will they go to another postseason tournament? We'll have to see. Maybe, you know, the CBI or the CIT, those other tournaments. We'll see if maybe they accept a bid there. But after all those trips under Bobby Hurley and Nate Oates, no NCAA tournament this year for the UB Bulls. 3-2 our game. The Sabres beat the Capitals. Let's get our Sabres core group feature now. Look at the core group presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Western New York. Proud partner of the Buffalo Sabres. Well, we always start this feature with what is Jack Eichel doing? Well, he came through tonight. A goal, breaking his scoreless drought. 4 shots on goal to lead the team. He played 23-42. Rasmus Dahlin, a very solid game. A plus one, 2 assists, shot on goal, and a shootout goal. He played 17-16, so not a lot of ice time for him tonight. Rasmus Ristolainen leading the Sabres, approaching 30 minutes. He played 28-50, had 2 shots on goal. There's your look at the core group presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Western New York. All right, so a 3-2 shootout victory. The Sabres now, through 69 games, have 68 points. Again, a point per game is never going to really get you in the playoffs right now in this current format. They move back into a tie with New Jersey. But still, I mean, the Sabres have played another game than New Jersey, by the way. So in the standings, they're only ahead of Ottawa and Detroit. I mean, that's not good. No doubt about it. For those of you still thinking there's a miracle run in them, Sabres are 11 back of Toronto with 13 games left. It would probably take, like, a 12-1 or a 13-0 run for the conversation to be legit. So if you're one of those few fans out there that still think it can happen, come back and talk to me after they've maybe won their next 10. And then we'll see if it's still alive. I think that's really what it would take. If the Sabres somehow, let's just say they won 10 in a row here. Just, you know, we'll have a little fun here. Let's say they won 10 in a row. So they win their next 9. That's 18 more points. That would put them at 86. Toronto has 79. So in their next 10 games, even if Toronto only won 4 of those 10, then they would be tied. So, yeah, you can see how far away it is. So we'll end the conversation there. And with that, we'll put a wrap on our Paul William Belts postgame for tonight. Sabres get it done in the shootout 3-2. Want to thank our crew. Kyle Powell, our network producer, back in our Amherst studios. Thank you, Kyle. Good job tonight, as always. Crew here at KeyBank Center, Jonathan Koziel, Paul Hamilton in the room. Thank you, guys. Our pregame show hosts were Chopin the Bulldog, and our game announcers were Dan Dunleavy and Rob Ray. I'm Brian Koziel. I thank you for listening shootout final. Sabres win it tonight, 3-2 over the Capitals. I will talk to you Thursday night. Sabres in Montreal taking on the Canadiens right here on the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network. Good night, everybody.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.